Welcome. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen of Kershaw County. This is Jeff Maddox reporting. And I thought what we'd do today is go over the recent Kershaw County Council agenda for November 9th, 2022, the day after the election. And as you can see here, they have the call to order, the invocation by Russell Brazel. And then they have public comments, and then they have a public hearing in regards to an ordinance approving the financing of the Southern Loop Sewer Improvement Phase 1 project and the borrowing of and not exceeding $2,703,740. Isn't that kind of funny how they come up with that $740 in there? Of general obligation debt from the State Water Pollution Control Revolving Fund. And we'll get into more of that. And what is going on, how government is able to do this without the public's permission. So that's what we're going over today. Sit down, buckle up. Here we go. So, right off the bat, the chairman, Julian Burns, has been notorious about, right after the public comments, putting a public hearing on a controversial issue before the vote, and usually he tries to put something else in between it. And in this time, it is a public presentation of the recreation master plan, all the wonderful things that they've got planned for us, that they're going to use tax dollars to create bike paths and greenways and swamp parks and all sorts of other wonderful things. And only then do they get to the second reading of this ordinance approving $2.7 million in taxes. So let's go down to page 8. And here's the ordinance, ladies and gentlemen. And they always write these things in capital letters because this is administrative law, law of the sea, admiralty law, and it's always written in all capital letters. And it's an ordinance approving all that. So here's the table of contents, and we'll be going over some of this. The findings of fact. The authorization of the loan, the loan agreement and note, and in particular, the security of that note, public sale requirements, and miscellaneous. Then they have a couple of forms, notice of public hearing, form of loan agreement, and a notice of sale. So the findings of fact, this is the enabling legislation, laws that enable the county to be come out there and steal your money. The county is a political subdivision created pursuant to laws and is empowered by the provisions of Title 48, Chapter 5 of the Code of Laws, 1976, as amended, to undertake a stormwater project as defined and approved pursuant the Clean Water Act. So this is the beginning of the public taking over and doing all kinds of stuff to clean up our water. You know, that's what they tell us anyway. To make applications for, to receive assistance from South Carolina Water Quality Revolving Fund Authority, the state authority, and to comply with regulations related to the receipt and disposition of the water of the State Water Pollution Control Revolving Fund, blah, blah, blah. Article X, Section 14 of the South Carolina Constitution, 1895, as amended, may prescribe by general law subject to the following limitations. Such debt must be incurred only for a purpose which is a public purpose or a corporate purpose for a county. Unless accepted therefrom, such debt may be issued in the amount not exceeding 8% of the assessed value of all taxable property of the county. It's called the bonded debt limit. So supposedly they're limited to 8% of all the value of all the property in the county. In other words, they're getting ready to make sure that you and I are grabbed by the balls. They got you by the balls. So under Title 4, Chapter 15 of the Code of Law 7076, the County Bond Act, it permits the incurrence of general obligation debt, that means collective debt, that means everybody pays for it, for any public and corporate purpose of the county, for any amount not exceeding such county's applicable bonded debt limit. So there they go again saying, it's, we got limits. It's only 8%. 8%. So D, this is important. The County Bond Act provides that as a condition precedence to the issuance of bonds, an election be held that results favorably thereto. In other words, they're saying right here that in order for you to be able to go get a bond, you have to put a referendum up for the voters. You know, we're going to borrow $2.7 million for a sewer expansion and all. Have you seen that on your little election ballot box thing? I hadn't seen it yet. Wonder why that is. Seems like they're breaking the law here. And it provides that if an election be prescribed by the provisions of the County Bond Act, but is not required by the provisions of Article X, Section 14 of the Constitution, then in every such instance, no election be held, and the remaining provisions of the County Bond Act shall constitute a full and complete authorization to issue bonds in accordance with such remaining provisions. In other words, boys and girls, they told you that they were going to hold referendums and all, but then they went in and exempted themselves. So it was that they required people to vote, but then they removed the voters from the process. So now all they have to get is four county councilmen to approve $2.7 million, $8 million, $30 million, whatever millions it might be. It only takes four now, not a majority of 60,000 voters, whatever it is in Kershaw County. No longer do they have to come to you. They can just do it with four. That's how this government works. It lies to you, tells you one thing and then exempts itself from the other. Now, this is cool too. Pursuant to a referendum duly held on November 5th, 1996, and resulting favorably, the county is authorized to construct, purchase, and operate a sewer system. You see, back in on November 5th at the election, they gave you the choice. We want to build a sewer plant, and we're going to... We want to do the bonds and everything to get there. And the people said, well, okay, we'll do that. Well, that was the camel's nose under the tent. And when that came along, it opened up the door for all the rest of the stuff. They don't have to come to you anymore. That was it. This is the way they work. On June 12, 2007, County Council created the Kershaw County Sewer District, now it's called the District, in accordance with the provisions of the laws of 1976. The district consists of the entire unincorporated areas of the county. In other words, the municipalities like Camden and Elgin, those are not incorporated into the unincorporated. They have their own deals with the county or whoever it is. If we move on down, we go down to the G, and this is where we find out about the bonded debt limit. The county is authorized to provide operation and maintenance of the district through the levy and collection of ad valorem taxes on all taxable property within the district. All taxable property within the district, pursuant to Articles 10, Section 12 of the Constitution, general obligation bonds issued to provide improvements within the district are not subject to the bonded debt limit. Did y'all read that again? All this stuff that we thought was limited, bonded debt limit, are not subject to the bonded debt limit. Then, pursuant to the provisions of the laws of South Carolina 1976, as amended, a public hearing after giving notice in the form of this here thing that they gave us, Exhibit A, in accordance with it, a public hearing has to be conducted and due notice has been provided, all required, blah, blah, blah. So, looky y'all. They give us a public hearing. Isn't that nice? No, we don't get to vote on it, but we get to say our little piece. We get 15 minutes, and the deal's already done. This is second reading, and the next reading, they're going to pass it anyway. 4 out of 7, instead of 20,000 people voting in favor of it. Who knows? After due investigation, the county council has determined to undertake the Southern Loop Sewer Improvement. Isn't that nice? Which consists of improving, expanding, rehabilitating, and equipping the county sewer serving district, including the addition, replacement, or rehabilitation pump stations, station assets, construction of sewer lines, decommissioning of certain sewer lines, blah, 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 blah. The loan is to be made and secured pursuant to a loan agreement between the county and the state authority. The loan agreement. The full faith, now listen to this, people. The full faith, credit, resources, and taxing power of the county shall be irrevocably pledged to the payment of the principal and interest under the loan agreement and note. To secure its obligations, the county shall cause the auditor to levy to collect a sufficient tax within the district. In the event the tax levied in the district is insufficient for any reason to meet the obligation of the county to provide for payment the loan agreement of the note, there shall be levied by the county and collected by the county treasurer in the same manner as all other taxes, a tax without limit as to the rate or the amount on all taxable property of the county, sufficient to make the payments under the loan agreement note. In other words, County Council, you know, keeps saying that, oh, it's just going to be the people that are hooked up to the sewer system that are going to pay for this thing. And I guess they're going to plan on raising the rates and all for those kind of people. I'm not sure that's going to work. I think this might be another sleight of hand. I think what's going to happen is they're going to pass this thing under the guise of everybody that uses it is going to pay for it. And they're going to be forced, because of this right here, what they said, is they're going to be forced to tax everybody throughout the whole county. So we go right down here and we see the authorization of the loan. The county council hereby authorizes the county's acceptance of the loan from the state authority at $2.7 million. And we go down to the loan agreement, okay? And it's important right here to look at this word right here, security. How are they going to secure this loan? And if you go down to the second part, you'll see order of tax levy for payments of note. See, this is how the collective gets all the individuals to go along with it, because they pledge your labor from your property they're going to steal from. For the payment of the principal of interest on the note as the same shall become due and payable, and for the creation of such sinking fund, that's a slush fund, that's a rainy day fund, as Henry McMaster calls it, as may be necessary. Therefore, the full faith, credit, and taxing power of the county are hereby irrevocably pledged, and thou shalt be levied another tax. And again, they tell you the county, the tax is without limitation as to the rate or amount sufficient. So they tell you twice, we're going to come get our money, no matter what. I'm telling you, people, they got you by the balls. So the application of other monies, tax levy described and blah, 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 may be reduced to the extent at the time the annual millage levy is set, the district shall have the money in their slush fund to pay the principal and the interest on the note for each payment thereof coming due and payable from a tax levy. In other words, if they've stolen enough from you to pay the interest and pay the principal all the way through, and they still stole enough that where they don't have to raise taxes on you for a year or 2 years or in an election cycle or something like that, they'll cover it with the slush fund. And then when the slush fund doesn't have enough, they'll jack your taxes up, or your sewer rates up, or whatever it's going to be to raise more funds and fill back up the slush fund and pay the principal and the interest. See, they got you by the balls, boys. So then we get down to the public sale requirements. And this is kind of interesting. This kind of shows you exactly how government central planning and central control works. Public sale requirements. In order to comply with the provisions of section blah of the Code of Law 1976 as amended, the county shall cause to be published a notice and hereby ratifies any prior action taken with regard to such notice in a form substantially similar to the blah, blah, soliciting bids from financial institutions for the purpose of general obligation bond on terms similar to those of the loan authorized hereby. In the event a response is received stating an interest rate more favorable than provided in the loan agreement, the chairman is hereby authorized to enter that agreement. Now, you see, this agreement is 1.6% per annum for 12 years. Now, ladies and gentlemen, when they talk about some private entity coming in here and offering less than 1.6% for a 12-year term, are them people crazy? With inflation running 8.6%, 9%, 12%, 15%, whatever the hell it is, we know that it's not 1.6%. What financial institution, or what they call sophisticated investor, is going to offer 1.6%? Now, they know that they can't get that in the free market. But the government comes in with debt, with money borrowed from the Federal Reserve printed out of thin air, and they offer 1.6%. It's a no-brainer. Nobody is going to bid. They're going to put it out because the law said y'all got to give the free market a chance when there's no chance that the free market's going to do it. And so the government that way incentivizes to take a loan that creates strings. This is all about government control. And this is do-gooders like Julian Burns and Sammy Tucker and Ben Connell and the rest of the gang. That's them. We need economic growth. In the meantime, everybody in Kershaw County is raising hell about the growth. Why is there so much growth? Well, because the county had borrowed money and stolen it all from all of us to build sewer plants to enable economic development. And with that comes all that boxes and boxes and vinyl boxes everywhere and smaller lots. And the developers don't have to pay for it because we are. It's a mafia. So are they going to pass this? Oh, hell yeah. Are you going to go down there and raise hell? I am. I'll take my 15 minutes. I wish everybody else would take their 15 minutes. They ought to be midnight getting home. They ought to be worried about their carriage turning into a damn pumpkin. Enough is enough. We don't need all this. If the developers want to build houses on little tiny lots, let them pay for it. And let the people that are buying the little vinyl boxes pay for it. I don't want to pay for it. You want all these subdivisions everywhere? Let County Council pass this $2.7 million. This ain't the end of it either, boys and girls. They're coming after you for more. While they give fee in lieu, tax and fee, and all this kind of stuff to these big corporations, and we got to pay for that too. And then the Federal Reserve and the swamp and all just throwing money out hand over fist and driving prices up. Enough is enough. What are you going to do about it? So I showed you. I showed you what they're after. And I showed you that no matter, they were supposed to do a referendum, and then they exempted themselves from a referendum. They give you a public hearing, but they don't listen to you. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do? When are you going to stop paying these people? Anyway, it's up to you. November 8th and November 9th, the Wednesday after selection, come on down to Kershaw County Council, 5:30 at the Government Center. Give them a piece of your mind. Sign up for the public hearing. Let's see if we can't stop this idiocracy. Anyway, Jeff Maddox reporting. Till next time, peace.